This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for September 2014. Our radio show guests are Mary and Gary Scott, writers, publishers, and experts in international investing and in teaching thousands of people to successfully speak Spanish in their course, Super Thinking, Super Spanish, using Dr. Georgi Lozanov's Method with Baroque Music. On July 18th through 20, 2014, my husband, Alan, and I were students in Mary and Gary Scott's Super Thinking, Super Spanish course. Mary Scott studied with Dr. Georgi Lozanov, medical doctor and father of accelerated learning, who taught through the power of positive suggestion with a relaxed and focused state of mind, learning becomes joyful. He believed in removing roadblocks to learning. As a medical doctor, his approach was holistic. Mary and Gary Scott are continuing Dr. Georgi Lozanov's work by offering their Super Thinking, Super Spanish course. Mary and Gary, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mary, what was studying at the Goethe Institute like?
Well, it was a stress upon stress upon stress. And after I'd been studying Latin and French for many years, I found myself there in Germany taking the Goethe Institute classes, and it was just so extremely painful, so stressful, that I found myself in a state of exhaustion. In the end, I certainly mastered the language, and I certainly was fluent, and I certainly sounded good, but it never felt happiness to me, and it never felt as if I could just speak normally, and I was very, very exhausted. I should have been excited, thrilled, and happy, but I was not.
When did you decide to learn Spanish, and how did you do it?
Well, I had been in Europe for about not quite 2.5 years, and I really wanted to be somewhere in the sunshine for a while, and I went to Yucatan, which this was, 45 years ago, I guess, and I went down there to see what might be interesting and might be happy, and I had so much dreary weather for those 2.5 years, it convinced me to just go and try. So I just packed up and left, and as a language major, of course, I had the roots of the modern language courses behind me, so I was okay with that. But what happened was that so many things worked out there, and so many things worked out with the business there, with textiles, and all the things that the U.S. had never seen from Yucatan. And it made me feel that I could learn to speak Spanish very quickly and very, very rapidly and very accurately. And what happened was that I thought about this, and I realized that in the world, most people consider fluency in a language 1,200 words. And certainly I thought, well, how can I learn 1,200 words? So I started learning, and I started using the base of Latin to work with, because, of course, all of those languages have the same roots. And I thought, well, let's see how we could convert English words to Spanish. And my hope was that I might have a couple of hundred words. They'll be more or less the same in both languages. But after sitting down and studying and going through 3-inch dictionaries, I found that there were actually 4,005 words that are the same in Spanish and English. So that was fabulous, in my opinion.
Where did you hear about Dr. Lozanov?
Well, first of all, this was about 50 years ago. I had the book that came out from Sheila Stranda on psychic discoveries behind the Iron Curtain. And after reading that book, there were some related subjects behind that, and so I was just totally taken with the idea of stress-free learning, and I just couldn't get over the comments from Dr. Zanoff, which was the most important thing. Many of us are the victims of education.
Mary, when did you work with Dr. Lozanoff, and tell us about the experience?
Well, that was in 1976, and it was a super learning course that was, the reason I was invited to come, they had 8 people, and then they moved it up to 12, and he had the rights to leave and come, and he, of course, was a certified technique, licensed in all of that, and the stress-free, remarkable system changed my life forever. So I went up there on an invitation because they asked one person to represent the U.S., and it was just a remarkable coincidence that I was invited to do that. And we were there with him, and although he was not demonstrative and he was not very, let's say, on a daily basis as a teacher, he was there with the drive and with all the background and the understanding, and of course, he had passed that on to Dr. Carl Schleicher, and the other person that was in charge there was Simone Bédard, whose father was the ambassador from France, and so this gave us, and especially to me, the root, the basis, the knowledge, and the joy of these powerful techniques. That class and those teachings still are very, very clear in my mind, and they were extraordinary. We had the head of the Buddhist monks there, the cultural minister of Russia, the head of the radionics masters from Zurich, and a number of other fascinating people. And, of course, then there was just me. It was a bit overwhelming. People were, of course, much more highly educated than I was, and, of course, much older. But it was wonderful. And in a sense, what happens in that super learning, it adds by taking away all negative suggestions. It takes away limiting ideas, fear images, and self-blame. It's not so much that super learning gives us anything new. It gives us something we already have, and that's ourselves. And Lozanoff, his main thing was he wanted everyday people to have joyful learning and a positive outlook with team learning and cooperation. And that's what we experienced.
What is the music you use as the bridge to awareness in your Super Thinking, Super Spanish course?
Well, and the music in the background of our teaching is, of course, balanced Baroque composers. We use Bach, Vivaldi, Handel, Corelli, Fortini, and Pachelbel. This music is played slower than a person's heartbeat and relaxes the students and helps them to remember more.
Gary, how did you and Mary develop your Super Thinking Spanish course?
Well, the principles that we teach the Super Spanish course are the same that led to the creation of the course. They're the principles of using the mind and the body to create and grow and make decisions rather than just rote learning with the brain. These techniques, these principles and ideas, they sort of evolved over 3 decades. The evolution began in our self-publishing and seminar business, and that was focused on international investing in business. We had no thought at all about writing or teaching about communication in Spanish. Our focus did look at the concepts of integrating logic and intuition, because we taught tens of thousands of readers about multi-currency investing, and we were always puzzled how we would give the same advice to 3 people. One person would go out and make a fortune, one person would do okay, and one person would lose all the money that they invested. And so the roots were trying to get beyond money to look at activity. And so the roots of the Spanish course started in a small Ecuadorian indigenous village. We had gone down there looking for investment ideas to begin and found that Ecuador was a very exciting place where people might want to live. And so we started writing about that a lot. And as increasing numbers of our readers moved to Ecuador, we saw that a lot of them struggled to learn Spanish. Some people would be there for years and still couldn't grapple with it. Mary was in the perfect position to help. So in about early 2000s, she developed this course. And we started teaching the Spanish using these same techniques of integrating the mind and the intuition, the heart and the logic, the reason and the feeling, the thinking and the feeling.
Gary, can you tell us your websites for your 3-day Super Thinking Plus Spanish course, your international investing and writing course?
Sure. It's www.garyascott.com. And then just type in super-thinking-course-schedule.
Mary and Gary Scott, thank you for inspiring, motivating, and teaching your Super Thinking, Super Spanish course to thousands of people, and for your courses on international investing and writing. What a wonderful legacy you are leaving and sharing with others.
Well, thank you, Madeline.
Thank you. We appreciate it.